Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us on Thursdays at this time. Hey, Mike. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Candy had a heart attack for a second. Oh, where is he? So funny.
Pearls. Sorry.
We need to get you some pearls, Candy, just so you can clutch them.
I've got them. And good morning, Mike. I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you for what you do.
Anything not already in the news that we don't already know about? Any incidents or events?
No, nothing. I mean, it's been uneventful, nothing crime-wise, which I'm always glad to say. It's been really fun to be a police officer in the city lately. But yesterday we had a salute to first responders that we went to at the Pensacola Bay Center. It was put on by Ascension Sacred Heart, Pensacola State College, Harvesters Credit Union. Sheila Bowman worked really hard to put that together. Sue Strong was the MC, and there was a really good turnout there. Lots of officers from the PPD and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and a whole lot of firefighters.
Oh, that's cool.
So we do appreciate that. I think this was the third annual event that they've done for us, and we appreciate it. We can be in the line at the drive-thru at Whataburger, and somebody in front of us pays for our meal. And so we know that we appreciate it, and we love that from our community. Now, somebody pays for mine in front of me in the drive-thru, I always want to go on and take care of the person behind me. I check to make sure there's not a bus back there, but we try to...
Nice. So prudent generosity, we would describe you as. Is that accurate?
Well, it's not just me. It's the officers at the Pensacola Police Department. That's just the way we feel. We appreciate people appreciating us.
Absolutely. We have been looking a little bit at this, not yet a storm, but we are all anticipating what's going to happen as this Ermine, which it'll eventually be a name, we figure, meanders its way north up the Florida coast. And it's a good reminder to people to not wait till the last minute to be sure to get your beer. And as Candy would say, and it's true, not to wait till the last moment, right? Just be prepared in advance, right?
Yeah, so I'd like to try something on this. Like you said, it's still a week or so out, before we have to actually see what's going to happen with this thing. But, yeah, I know if I wash my truck, then it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to do an experiment to have everybody in this area to go get prepared right now, do everything you need to do, and see if that thing goes someplace else or doesn't happen at all.
The real question, I love the plan, the real question is, what day do we have to have the shutters up for the storm that won't come here? Like, that's one where I'm like, every single time, if I put them up, the storm doesn't come here. And when I don't, crap, dang it. That's kind of how that works out. But yeah, wouldn't it be great if everybody were prepared and then it didn't come here and we, okay, fine.
Yeah, it would. It would, and I bet it goes someplace else.
And by the way, just as a, because, there are always people moving here that are new, or people, it's been a minute since, it has been, 2 years, but we have out of the storms. For law enforcement, from what you guys do, and this is like way off in the future, again, about a week out, if something happens here, it's still important to know that the reason you prepare and have a plan is because at the height of the storm, law enforcement cannot come for you, right?
Yeah, that's true. And Andrew, it's heartbreaking listening to the recordings from dispatch of people calling in on 911 in the middle of the storm pleading for help because they're water in their house. It's all the way up to the ceiling. They're trapped in the attic and trees that have come through the roof, and we simply can't respond. And then you've got problems way before that. People forget that the bridges have to be closed. I think it's sustained winds at 48 miles an hour. I have to double check on that. But you've got to remember those bridges are going to be the first thing that's closed, and that creates a lot of problems too. So just plan on those things. Have a plan. And hope for the best. I mean, you just if you have a plan, the anxiety of a hurricane is bad enough, but that should help just a little bit more.
Yeah, being unprepared for it is way worse if it happens than being prepared for it. And certainly it's better to be prepared and have nothing happen than to be unprepared and have something happen. I do have a kind of a fact question. Somebody had asked me this, and it was one of those things where I thought I knew the answer, but I wasn't certain. So I knew I could ask you and you would know the answer. You've got a two-way street. And you park faced the opposite way. You're like you're on the northbound side. You're basically parking on the left side, faced the opposite way. Is that illegal in the city of Pensacola? If there's obviously there's room for parking, that's not the issue. But is it illegal to park faced the wrong way?
It is, and let me explain why. And this will help people remember, I hope. In order to get into that space facing the wrong direction, when you're going in it, you have to be driving the wrong way on in that lane. And when you pull out, you have to be driving the wrong way for just a moment, but you're still driving the wrong way in that lane. So that's why you can't do that. Just circle around and come back in the way you're supposed to. And I know that people are afraid that they're going to lose that precious spot if they do that. But, you know, who wants a citation?
Nobody. But I'm only driving the wrong way for a very short amount of time, right? I mean, it's very brief.
Yeah, well, it's very brief when the laser gets you too. So,
that's the right way.
Just a lot of things that we do. It just takes a split second for the violation to happen. We don't want to write those tickets, and we certainly don't want. We want everybody to be safe. So, just do the right thing and turn around and pull back in.
Am I right in assuming that sort of enforcement of this is likely to be fairly light or lax in a residential area where it's like just people on their cul-de-sac or whatever? But when you're talking about Palafox or Jefferson or something like that, it can be a pretty serious issue, right?
Yeah, that's where it matters most.
All right. Last thing we always like to do with you is a cop myth or a why do they do that? You have one for us this week?
I do, and we've talked about this before, but it keeps coming up, so I'm going to talk about it again. And when somebody gets stopped for, a violation, maybe a minor moving violation, or maybe they have a taillight out, and they're wondering, why is there two or maybe three Pensacola police officers behind me? I'm not a big criminal. I don't understand. And it scares them. And I can understand that, especially if you've never been stopped before. And the reason that we do that is for the officer's safety. A traffic stop is one of the most dangerous things, if not the most dangerous thing that we do. We have no idea what we're walking into when we walk up to that vehicle. So a backup is automatically coming to that officer when he says he or she is making a traffic stop. And sometimes a third one will show up. It depends on how busy we are and what time of day it is. But once it's determined that there's the danger part is not there, it's just a simple violation, maybe a verbal warning is about to happen, then the other officers will leave.
And to me, this ties in with another cop myth that you and I have talked about in the past, which is most people have a picture of there being like the buddy cops driving in the car, that there's two officers. And unless they're training or doing some ride along or something like that, typically it's one officer. And so in order to have a backup, a second or a third person, which they might assume is in every car and just isn't, that's how you get that accomplished, right?
Yeah, that's right. One officer to one car. So that's, it kind of looks like there's, a lot of people have that perception that there's two to a car because you see a lot of that on that TV. But that's not the way it is here.
Hey, just a quick thing before I let you go, Mike. Have you guys been enforcing the noise ordinance yet? Has that been an issue very much yet? Do you know if there's been any citations issued in relation to it?
Yes, we have been enforcing it, and no, it has not been a big issue.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's good enough for me. I was just kind of curious because you never know how a law is going to play out in reality when it actually starts to get enforced. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for what you do. Thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet.